Now that the oppressive communist thugs in Cuba have opened a new embassy in Washington, our Senator Cruz introduced legislation to rename the street where it's located as Oswaldo Payahue, in honor of Cuba's late democracy movement's leader. Senator Cruz and two Florida reps sent a letter to John Kerry this week requesting an investigation into potentially aggressive behavior by our State Department toward two fighters for Cuban democracy. According to Ms. Paya and Mr. Lazo, when they arrived at the State Department before your press conference with Cuban Foreign Minister, they were identified by members of the Cuban delegation. When they entered the briefing room, they were confronted by your spokesman, Admiral John Kirby, who requested they refrain from asking any questions or they would be forcibly removed. How very sad it would be if Ms. Paya were to find that the repressive totalitarian tactics that have silenced so many generations of Cubans do not end at water's edge, but also have infiltrated our own capital, Cruz and the others wrote. The opening of the Cuban embassy is yet another example of the administration's long, slow capitulation to oppressive dictatorships around the globe. The Castros may have come to power before the president was born, but they remain at heart the same brutal thugs they were when they imprisoned and tortured my Aunt Sonia 50 years ago, Senator Cruz said, adding a much-needed dose of reality to Obama's gratuitous reopening of diplomatic relations with the Cuban thugs, which demanded no reforms at all on their part. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.